This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A new proposal to raise taxes on motor fuel, nearly $1 billion over the next 4 years, has been fast-tracked for approval by Democrats in the Senate. Senate Bill 5993, which would quadruple the state's hazardous substance tax rate on oil products, was introduced Tuesday and heard Wednesday in the Senate Ways and Means Committee. Senator Doug Erickson says this is bad news for everyone.
One of the things also about the hazardous substance tax, as it's known, is it also applies to our farmers. And when they see this hit them, it's going to be a gigantic tax increase on the agriculture in Washington State. So this tax is very important to them, because when this goes into place, it's going to be a significant chunk of change, and then the tens, if not hundreds of million dollars of tax increases on those industries also.
Erickson says petrochemicals are used everywhere, including agriculture.
We have to realize that the petrochemicals are used every day in our lives. We don't even realize all the places where we're using them. And we're going to see price increases for all those things. And this could be another item that drives agriculture out of Washington State.
And the Ferndale Republican says the voters in Washington have already spoken.
The people of Washington State, when they went to the polls last November and significantly voted down an energy tax, they thought this would be done for a while. But yet the Democrats are coming right back, trying to implement not only that energy tax on gasoline, but all types of new taxes on energy on top of that.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the hazardous substance tax and what it means for you.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.